Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 John chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. You cannot see the wind, but you can easily see the effects that it has. Equally, you cannot see electricity, but we have no doubt that it exists because of all that it does. No one has ever seen God, but we know that he exists because we see his love reflected in the people around us. Therefore, the more we love people, the more they will have the opportunity to see the living God. Tertullian, one of the early church fathers, wrote of how pagan Romans were struck by the Christians' way of life. He said this, "See how they love one another," was their response. I would love to think that this would be the response to each of our churches, and I believe that it often is. People see churches setting up food banks, debt advice services, parent and toddler groups, listening services, and many other activities. They're wonderful expressions of love and care to our communities. But let's be honest, people often see something very different. They see churches squabbling over doctrine, worship, and buildings. And the last thing they see is love. We won't make things better by decrying the church and blaming other Christians for not being loving. We need to look to ourselves, reflect on how we can do more loving. As we listen to God's voice, we need to find practical ways of increasing our love for our Christian brothers and sisters, and then to explore together ways in which we can share his love more fully. We don't want to put on a big show, but we want to love. We want to make it clear to everyone in our communities that God is alive and well. So let me ask you a question. How can you reflect God's love today? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for your amazing love for us. Help us to share your love generously with others in whatever we do. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.